This is the Girl Behind the Hustle podcast, and I'm Lucretia L.C. Thomas. Each week, I'm chatting with some incredible women across all industries and backgrounds who've agreed to tell the truth about what it really means to hustle. It's time for us to be honest, to let other women know that they aren't alone, to share our mountains and our valleys, to practice self-care, and celebrate our wins together. It's time to hear the truth from the women behind the hustle. This is the Girl Behind the Hustle, and I'm your host, Lucretia L.C. Thomas. Hey guys, it's Lucretia. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast today. So today's podcast is going to be a little bit different. It's a solo episode, and I want to get into it with you guys as far as what you should be posting right now on social media. I've gotten a lot of DMs, text messages, calls, wondering, is now the right time to keep selling? Should I switch up this campaign? Should I cancel the campaign? What in the world should I be posting? And so I wanted to do my part and what I can do to help you guys out and just talk about what I've been noticing in the market and the wins and not so great things I've been noticing posted, including an email that I got this week about a quarantine special. So let's just get into it. So a lot of people are wondering what exactly they should be posting right now. If social media is one of your main marketing tools, then it's absolutely necessary for you to continue posting content. Instagram usage is expected to increase 43%. And so you want to hold steady or increase your position right now in the market. Of course, it is important to remember that people are a little sensitive to different content that's being posted, and you don't want to be tone deaf, i.e. the people posting campaigns that were maybe previously shot at places that we can no longer visit. It may work, but it will only work if you kind of adjust your brand messaging and your captions and things like that. So you just want to be careful with those things. And the biggest thing for you to do right now, the most important thing for you to do right now to figure out what you should be posting is to do a SWOT analysis of your business and figure out what will work for your company. And so when doing the SWOT analysis and looking at where you are currently in the market, either business is good, not much has changed, you're hustling to keep your position in the market, or you've had to completely close, but you know you're going to come back after this is all over. So if business is good, you're in a strong position, your business should actually focus on posting engaging content and increasing your followers within your target market. This will keep your company top of mind when business resumes and opportunities open in the future. So now is a great time to diversify your social media marketing to other channels. If you've been thinking about, should I get on Twitter, Pinterest? I know you guys have seen the TikTok videos floating all around. Now is the perfect time to try your hand at different social media outlets to kind of expand your presence there. If you're hustling to keep your position, maybe you were a brick and mortar and now you've had to either pivot to offering a different product or service, or maybe you've switched over completely to being online for your brick and mortar. Maybe you're working with reduced service hours. Your focus should be on sales. Now, I know it may make some of you uncomfortable to think of selling right now, but can I just tell you, people are still shopping. I kid you not, I am still going into Target, leaving out, spending way more than I intended to spend. People are still shopping, we're still buying, and so we need to know if you're open for business, and we will not know that if you are not posting and promoting your business. So if you are doing that, people are going to be open to supporting your business, especially if you have a community built around your brand. We want to see you thrive. We want to see you make it through this challenging period. And so what does this look like? Maybe you've already shot a campaign. Of course, I know a lot of people aren't shooting new content, but maybe you have a campaign that you can dig in the crates, pull it out, and repurpose it. Maybe you can work with a brand and figure out how to switch around the messaging for a campaign that you've already shot. And maybe you are supposed to be promoting one product or service, but can we switch that around? One thing I saw this week on Instagram was Maddie James. She was supposed to be doing a campaign with, I believe, Lincoln, with a car dealer. And I'm sure the campaign was going to be her being shot all around the town, maybe even country. I think I've seen her do those before, and driving shots and all of this. well, we aren't really driving anymore, right? So she kind of flipped that campaign messaging and she said, well, I was supposed to be doing this campaign to show this, but instead it's now become my space of solitude where I go here to kind of take a break. I go here and have my sex. You have to just get creative with your messaging to make things still work right now, but they can absolutely work. So let's figure out how you can do that. You can pull on previous clients or customers to speak about your brand, give you a referral, reach out to them to let them know that you're still open, because maybe they don't know that your lights are still on and they would probably be open to supporting you. Takeovers and lives are a great way right now to get access to new audiences, but just making sure that those are done with purpose and on purpose so that it makes sense for your brand, that those collaborations are making sense and giving you access to those new markets. Now, if you are closed, but absolutely you will be back, if you had to maybe halt business completely due to your industry, like the hair industry, gosh, any of those service industries where you've had to close completely, but you know you're going to come back, now is a great time to collaborate with other brands. This is the time to focus on increasing your engagement, growing your following, growing your community is what your focus should be on. This can be done on IG through live, giveaways, chats, tutorials. If you do not have a mailing list in place for your business right now, now is the time to focus on building your subscribers. Text message marketing is huge. Text message marketing is way more likely to get opened than your average email. So you want to focus on putting your energy into those tools. Maybe host a tutorial for your industry or in a different account. Long form blog content will increase your brand's SEO. So those blogs, YouTubes, things like that, podcasts, that's going to increase your SEO and get more eyes on your brand. And you absolutely want to keep the buzz around your business. Content that continues to perform exceptionally well right now is inspiring, funny, relatable content, TikToks, any type of content that's going to resonate with the viewers. And we'll get into more information soon regarding TikToks. And yes, you should be on TikTok. If not posting on TikTok, then at least using the video creation tools, because they are amazing. So people are still looking for your brand. So focus on either holding strong to your position or increasing your position at this time. It is absolutely critical for brands to sell right now to keep this economy going. And so you have to get into a mindset where you are bold enough to sell, to promote, to stay active in business. And you know, that may look different for everyone. Maybe you're not able to produce as much content as you were done previously. Spouse is home, kids are home. Maybe you're even at home solo and you're just not feeling motivated. You can't go to those places that motivated you to create content before. That's fine. But continue to show up. Even if it's not at the level that you were before, maybe you can't post those 2 to 3 times a day. Maybe it turns into once a day or every other day or just a pop-in or just a check-in on stories. But let us know how we can support you, because we want to support you. So I received a couple of questions that I do want to answer from the community about what exactly you should be posting right now. So one question is, how do I attract more male followers? So this is for my account. I think it's Living Single 365. And so for you attracting more followers, it's going to largely depend on the type of content that you're posting. So if a potential male follower comes to your page and they don't see any content that kind of resonates with being a man, then they're not as likely to follow you. So you want to switch up your content. You want to make sure that the tone, like switching it up and mingling in the tone of your posts, the captions, making sure that you're even addressing men. It's like, hey, fellas, what do you think about this? So maybe going back and forth a little bit with making sure that the caption makes sense to a man, that even the pictures are showing more men in images so that they know that they're welcome in your space. Okay. For a catering brand, what should I post? So for a catering, you do want to show, a lot of people right now are looking for DIYs. So I know for me, I need to know, how can I prepare a meal so that I'm not in the kitchen all day? So sharing recipes would be great for a catering company. Going live, showing you preparing the food at home. Maybe we can cook with you, doing a live webinar where we're cooking with you and you're going through the recipe. Maybe even to get people on your mailing list, where you're saying if you sign up for this mailing list, get 5 recipes to cook during the weeknights, 5 recipes for families, busy families, or recipes to cook with your children. All sorts of things that you can kind of post to grow your email list as well. So those things I think would be great for a catering company. So you got a lot of new followers. How do I increase engagement? So it's great that you have the new followers. So now that you have them, it's like, what do I do with them now to keep them engaged in my content? So this is where your CTAs, or call to actions, and your captions come in hand. So you want to make sure that you're asking them questions to encourage feedback, talk back. It's kind of like to get them to talk back to you. So asking them questions like, what do you think? What do you do? How about that? Tag a friend. Share with someone. Do you like this? Double tap. This is kind of like a call and response. So you're asking them to do a very specific response to whatever your post is. So that's a great way to build engagement. Also, the templates were really popular maybe back in the fall or spring. There are all these templates, IG story templates floating around, and they kind of stopped because the market got saturated with them. But now is a great time with people being at home and they want to share content and they're on social media all the time. It would be a great time to create one of those IG story templates. So what are my personal favorite apps for business? Okay, so I have a download that's on Girl Behind the Hustle Instagram page. If you go there, in the link in the bio, it says top apps for social media. So that is some of the top apps that I use in growing the page and creating content. So on a daily basis, the apps that I use are, and I have them all in a folder on my phone for easy access. So Planoly, Preview app. For stories, I use InStory, Storylux, and Mojo. The website is done through Square. The podcast is through Anchor. Creating graphics is with Over. InShot for editing videos. Tagomatic for finding great hashtags. So those are really like my list of go-to apps. Dropbox for sharing files with clients. Canonly for booking appointments and consultations. All right, so I hope that's helpful. And how do I attract customers to that I'm selling raw hair and most people are buying virgin hair? Talk about the benefits. People want to know, why should I buy your product versus another product that I'm familiar with on the market? But the only thing that's stopping them or preventing them from buying your product versus buying someone else is because they don't know about you. So that's when you increase your marketing, collaborations, working with influencers, wearing your product, sharing your product. Talk about why your product is better. What are the benefits for your hair versus another hair? Does it curl better? Does it last longer? Is it more natural looking? Does it blend better with your natural hair? Those things, like when that can be applied to any product, if you're selling something and you're wondering how can you pull away from one market and attract people to your company or to your brand, it's really just talking about the benefits. Let me know why I should buy with you versus someone else. And that just turns into a brand preference. Okay. I hope this has all been so helpful and useful to you guys with figuring out what to post on. So in social media right now, and as far as marketing and things like that. So if you have any further questions, definitely feel free. Like, you can always reach out to us via email at heygirl@girlbehindthehustle, slide in the DMs on Facebook or Instagram @girlbehindthehustle. And until next time, hustle and grace.